Good morning. It's your girl, Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. Hope all is well out there. To all the ones out there that lost loved ones over the weekend due to this craziness with this balance out here. We got COVID-19 killing us killing us, shooting innocent kids and drive-bys and stuff. Like, oh, man, we at war with ourselves over here in the United States of America. You know, the Black Diamond got to speak on it. But other than that, guys, I hope everybody is all well. To all the families out there, you are in my thoughts and prayers. I'm standing with you guys. I'm all for equal justice, you know, regardless of race, nationality, gender, background, all that, whatever people want to put in their perspective that they got to go through a checkoff list. I don't judge nobody. You understand? I've never been the type of woman to judge anybody. I always been an outspoken, freelance type person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just all out with it. It either works for me or it don't. But at least I experienced it, and I know that this right here is not going to work for the Black Diamond. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like me personally, like, I always been the life of the party, no matter where I've been at. Growing up in the South, you know, we do a lot of country cookouts, barbecues, clubbing, hole in the wall, snake pit, moan. We done had all kind of little, you know, chitter chatters that we done had growing up, triple C's. You know, hey, they had we got so many old school names from back in the days of where we used to hang out, have good times and this and that. You know, some parties went well, some turned into shootouts. You understand? Where we go from being you know, ghetto beauty and to ghetto bloody, you know. So at the end of the day, I just say this to everyone out there that's listening to me. Like, I don't know how far this podcast is going to reach or how many listeners I'm going to reach, but I just want to say this right now from my spirit, you know what I'm saying, and what I feel. America, we need to do better. You know what I'm saying? We need to come together better. You know what I'm saying? It's so much jealousy, envy, hate, and greed out here. And until we understand these factors of what's already out here, we're never going to find a solution to the problem. We're saying that the problem is gun violence, or the problem is drugs, or the problem is police brutality, or the problem is what we went through back in our slavery days, or the problem is, oh, this one done made me feel some type of way, or the problem is we're being called out of our names. Or the problem is we in a financial situation where we can't get the things that we want in this life that we've been dreaming of for years. It's a lot of problems, people. You understand? And not for nothing. You understand? Problems are going to occur. You know what I'm saying? But what are we going to do to, as the people, to put together a solution for the problem? You know what I'm saying? We already know what the problem is. That's plain to say. Everybody can all get a piece of paper. Get you a pen, crayon, marker, whatever you have in your house, office, or place of being. And write down this. Write down number one, the problem. The problem that you think is the problem. And guess what you just wrote down? What you think is the problem. So she about to write down what she think is the problem. He going to write down what he think is the problem. They going to write down what they think is the problem. Now, let me tell you something, all you people that thinking about something as a problem, and it's problems, and that's all it is problems after problems. What solution are you putting together for the people? How are you giving back to the community? You know what I'm saying? How are you lifting the people up, reviving the people, revitalizing the mind soul to let the people know that, listen, together we stand, divided we fall. So if you keep standing over there on that side of the street, and I keep standing here on this side of the street, and this is a saying that goes on from hood to hood. Hey, you can love them, but love them from across the street. Man, what? I don't really know what that meaning means, but for so many years, I have tried to get the concept of it. And it's times that, you know, I used to get, you know, out of my mindset of focusing on my own life, my career goals, my children, to where my focus was in other places where it did not to be. Because let me tell you something, loyalty from your mind okay? And your heart, you understand? Because whatever your mind is thinking and your heart is subjectile to that, all those are speeding energy waves back and forth all day long from your mind to your heart, your mind to your heart. Don't get your mind too weary. Don't get your mind too weary. That's when you go into deep prayer. Okay, that's what I need to do then. I had to put myself in third person a lot of times. And when I said third person, I was already battling with two. The good me, the bad me. You know what I'm saying? But the bad me, I want to switch that over to the good me. You know what I'm saying? There's a saying, you know, turning your good into bad, turning your bad into good. It all depends on how you're going to do it. Because guess what? You are in control of you. We all know that. And we all have been through this dilemma in life where we all have financial difficulties. You know what I'm saying? It's a part of life. Because any person in a right mind in the year 2020 already know what they want to do, how they want to do it, and what their expectations are. And if you're a high brand like me, your expectations are very high. And you have good taste. And to all my coffee lovers out there, good morning. Have a cup of sip of that black diamond in your cup this morning. But guys, not for nothing, you know, I like to put a little humor in the day, a little knowledge in the day, and a little, you know, actual just facts in the day. You know what I'm saying? We got to check ourselves before we can check the environment around us. You know what I'm saying? Because there's some things that goes on in these neighborhoods, as per se, that shouldn't be going on in these neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying? So now we got to come together as a community. You know what I'm saying? A community, a village, or whatever you want to call it, and set up some type of security in our own hood. You know what I'm saying? I did security for New York City for 6 years. So I already know that premises have to be protected. The intruder can come in from anywhere. Vehicle, airplane, boat, skateboard, bicycle. They got all types of retrievals and levels and weevils, okay, to get in. What are you doing to stop them from getting in? Know what I'm saying? How are they so familiar with this neighborhood? They've been over here before? Who knows the drivers that come through this neighborhood? You know what I'm saying? Like, do we even have community buildings where we even talk about this type of stuff? Black, I don't want to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I cries, okay? I cries in this bed at night when I'm laying here and I got to be going through the news trying to check the stocks and the lottery numbers, but I'm checking to see the names of the children that's getting killed because I have friends and loved ones out here with kids. And guys, it gets me a little bit in my feelings and emotions when I'm hearing about the people of the world, the good people dying, children dying, you know, mothers out here aching. To all my women's out there, all my women community out there, A Woman's Intuition Incorporated. This company that I'm constructing to bring together is to bring all you broken women into my spotlight, to tell your story of how you made it over and still trying to get to making it over. Because let me tell you something. Don't none of us know what it feels like to lose a kid until you lost one. So I can't speak from that experience, but the pain and the agony that I hear from these families and these mothers and stories, I get thousands and thousands of emails by the day, okay? By the end of the night, I have 38,000 emails from the United States of America and other countries. Every day. So I didn't wait around for somebody to make me important. I made myself important. You know what I'm saying? I signed up for newsletter emails and this and that because I wanted to excite myself with something more than just the outside world. Because the inside world, that's why they say looks may be deceiving, because don't judge me by this outfit, because you don't know what's in the inside. And what's in the inside that's being built in Black Diamond right now is a mutual foundation with myself and God. You understand? And the more and more I find myself gaining knowledge every day, I'm letting go of a lot. You know what I'm saying? A lot that doesn't have anything to do with my focus or anything to do with me trying to do what I need to do to build my foundation. So, like, at the end of the day, we all grow. We all realize things. Everybody got to know this, though. You are who you are, all right? Everybody have a distinct way about themselves. We just got to let people be. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of differences out here. A lot of these shootings, a lot of this murder, a lot of this killing, a lot of this violence. It's a lot of mental disturbed disability type stuff going on out here. I'm going to tell you some real trill stuff. Like, this is the Black Diamond. You know I got to keep it 100 now on some real trill stuff. Like, the mental stability out here ain't where it needs to be at. The mental support ain't out here where it's supposed to be at. I got over 14 family members incarcerated. Okay? Over 14. And let me tell you something. It hurts. It hurts to have a family member in solitary confinement, don't know how them walls back there talking or how them people back there treating them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it hurts. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? We put our hurt to work. We write the governors. We get in contact with the judges. We get in contact for the officer that was on the arresting case. We do our research. Those are the type of companies that I'm building for, because when you're building with power and you're putting all your sweat and effort into it, let me tell you something. Either way it go, you will succeed. It doesn't matter about the money, okay? Let me clear your mind right quick. Get a piece of paper. Get a piece of paper and whatever you need to write with, whatever you write with in your house, your marker, your crayon, your eyeliner, pencil, whatever. Write this down right here. Write down this right here. I want $1 million. Okay, you just wrote that down. Okay, so you wrote that down. Look at it. I want $1 million. You wrote that, right? And those were letters that you put together to spell some words to say that. I want $1 million. Okay, so you want $1 million. Okay. You went to the grocery store this morning. You bought this sugar. This sugar was $5.86. Okay. You gave the lady $7. Okay. $7 minus $5.86. Let's do the math. $7 minus $5.86. Okay. You know, back in the day when we didn't have calculators, you mark the 6 out, make the 10. Mark that 10 out, make it a 9. Make that a 10. 10 minus 6 is 4. 9 minus 8. And what? 1. These minus 5 is 1. So you'll have $1.14 left over out of that transaction for buying that one bag of sugar. Okay? Out of that one bag, that's only one bag of sugar. You saved $1.14 out of that little $7 you had. That might have been all you had. You put that $1.14 in the cookie jar. Okay? And listen, a lot of y'all out there love sugar. You hear me? Go buy you $1 million bags of sugar. Bags of sugar. And every time you got that $1.14 out there, put yourself on a $7 budget. Okay, I'm just saying, that's just a little scenario, people. What I'm telling is, whatever you want, get it. That's what you want. You know what I'm saying? But to hate and envy and kill another human being, I ain't with it. You know, and it takes my breath to read these articles and see these news briefings. You take a sip of this good Aquafina. Guys, not to know, you got to keep that water too. Make sure y'all keep that water on y'all health list. Because at the end of the day, I don't care what your favorite food is, your favorite restaurant, phase one, phase two, phase three, everything open back up. Let me go and sit down to the restaurant. Let me go do this, let me go do that. Okay, do all of that. Now go rinse that mess at your body. Clean your spirit up. Clean your soul up. Clean your mind up. You know what I'm saying? Whoever you are, clean it up. We're going to fight this COVID-19. And we're going to fight this balance out here. Innocent babies getting killed, murdered from their dreams, visions, goals. No, we can't live like this. I want to talk to the killers. Okay? I want to talk to the shooters. I want to talk to the abusers. I want to know what happened. Not for nothing, guys. Let me tell you something. This world that we live in is very controversial, very diverse, very distinct, elite, whatever big vocabulary word you may have, this is what the world is. But what part do you play in this world? You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's mindset ain't the same. You understand? So if you feel that you're stronger than this other individual, how can you build the world around you if you had to give your, we're going to say 0.00584%. We ain't going to give you a whole 1%. A portion of the portion of the portion. What could you do to send out some positive ways from that? This is the things that I started telling myself, guys. This is how I started rebuilding my mindset. I started having class with myself. I started doing studies with myself more and more and more. I didn't wait on these. I went to 5 different programs of studies with different universities, high-end universities, you know what I'm saying? The online school was very popular back when I was, you know, I'll say about 2005, 2006, the online school was real popular. The online school was real popular, but guess what? That online debt was real popular too. You still got to pay like you weigh. But anywho, not for nothing, guys. It's a lot of the material that I read, taking those different studies up and this and that. That material ain't taught me what I learned on my own. What I learned on my own going to these public libraries, law libraries, doing different studies, studying the different statutes and liberations of every state and county. Every state and county got their own statutes and liberations. Did you know that? Because I didn't know that. So I started reading. And different editions of this book come out every other year. You know what I'm saying? Not for nothing. Let me tell you something. When I start this movement back in, I say 1998, I was 18 years old. I was ready to go. I was ready to leave Carolina, go straight to New York. Because everybody that was coming down from New York down to Carolina back in 1994, 95, I was going on 15 years old, Biggie, Tupac, Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? Nas, Faith, you know what I'm saying? SWV, Total, Bad Boy, you know, everything. You know what I'm saying? Bad Girl, everything. Lil' Kim, you know, all of them. Like, at the end of the day, we all had our own personalities. Just that's what was so awesome to me. Like, we is all different than a motherfucker, but excuse my French, guys. But we knew that our personality could get a little bit too abroad. And that personality could take us to some revenues where we didn't really want to go. But sometimes coming from that environment, it was worth the ride. Because, hey, experience is life's best teacher. And everything that she can teach you, yeah. That's why I love life. Let me tell you something. This life has taught me so much more than I study from even reading alone. Like, just experiencing, like, everyday things, like going out the door, going to a grocery store, coming in contact with another person with a different personality. We're both shopping in the same store. You know, I'm trying to get my buggy through. You might not see me, and then you don't want to move out my way. I have to have patience and self-control. So I build myself up for stuff like that. That's how I'm building myself up for corporate America. Once you can build yourself up out here in these streets as a leader and let the killers out here know, the gangbangers, the dealers, the homeless people, listen, you somebody too. I understand you that you're angry. I come from a very angry environment. So I understand every mindset that's out here. You understand? I understand every mindset. Because you know what? It's a spirit that you're dealing with that's unknown. You understand? And when you got the spirit to kill in you, and you can actually foresee and just go ahead and kill, you understand? That's something you got to take up with God. That's something you got to take up with the God. Because at the end of the day, if you think that the forces of nature going to let people like that get away in this earth from doing the cruel things that they do to people constantly, I can see if, you know, you went down the wrong path, you made a bad decision, and this and that, that's really not who you want to be or this and that. Let me tell you something. I got away with a lot of bad girl stuff. I ain't never killed nobody. Let me tell y'all something. But, hey. Let me tell y'all something about this girl right here. This girl right here, Shotgun Shorty. Do you hear me? Let me tell you something. I never ever seen people out here where they'll want to live this lifestyle and portray this image, you know what I'm saying, that you're really not even up to live up to, you know what I'm saying? So me, at the end of the day, I always been in my own lane, hard-headed. Nobody can't tell me nothing. I don't want to hear nothing. You got to say, no, it's going to be this way. No, it's going this way. And they say, no, black time, you wrong. Back in the day, they used to call me spicy. I was 14, 15 years old, spitting out here. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't touch me. You know what I'm saying? Me and my music group, I was dealing with at the time, Platinum Mons Entertainment, big shout out to D. La Rock, kept me on my toes. And we did this song together called Haters Never Stop. And I was going on 17 at the time. We dropped that single. We dropped that single down on Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And the hook was like, hate on haters and trade on traitors while we make this paper. Yeah. Something like that, right? So when I tell you these people was going crazy, oh, she can sing, she can rap, all this stuff and this and that. You know, they was acting like they loved me so much. They was all so into me and this and that. Let me tell you something. People have a good way of putting on. That's why we have these things called actors, actresses, and all that type of stuff. And, hey, that's what they do. They be acting. But guess what? I act right along with them. But now I'm trying to act and get to the money. I ain't no freelancing over here no more. You be out here in these streets trying to give your services and do all this, you know, volunteer work and be there for people and hear all their sob stories. And you like, hey, I want to tell you about mine as well. Oh, no, we don't want to hear what you got to say today, Black Diamond. Okay, that's cool. So guess what? I'm going to go talk on my podcast. And that's why I'm so thankful for Anchor. Big shout out to you guys. Because I could get on here and I could just express myself. I don't have to talk to nobody, you know. I can get on here, express myself, talk to the world. Because my podcast listeners out there, eventually you'll find me, you know. So we have London in here. She's on her phone with her little earphones on. They're in their own world. Brooklyn probably's on TikTok with her earphones on. They're in their own world. So we had fun this weekend. They was lit in Brooklyn. A lot of kids came out for the little fireworks show. It was a good time. The girls had a good time out, and we were safe. We had our mask on, social distance, you know, respectful. Everybody's still cleaning their hands and doing as we do, as we always did, you know. But in some parts of Brooklyn, it was all hell breaking loose. I'm talking about the news was so loaded, and that's one thing about me. I'm always trying to get in early with the girls. So I was like, what's all these shootings? Babies getting shot? Kids getting shot? Like, this is just, Lord, this is just too much. I done lost too many family members to violence. And you know what I'm saying? I'm just not for the violence. I'm against violence, guys. I'm against it. But not for nothing, guys. Black Diamond just want to let y'all guys know. She's thinking of you. I love you guys. Guys, still practice your social distance. Still wear your mask. And please don't try to chop each other's head off because somebody may not be 6 feet away from you. Because I've been seeing some ridiculous stuff going on out here in these medias and these markets and stuff like that. When people be going past the line, they be about to get their head chopped off. Y'all, let's be nice, be kind, and let's get through this struggle. If you still alive right now, then guess what? You beat the COVID-19. Let's keep fighting. Y'all stay up.